Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Oh, man. It's another back-to-school day today.
Is that it?
Oh, okay. I'm getting my bell.
I can do a little back-to-school action. Heck yeah.
What are you doing after school?
You get to school.
Bueller.
Hey, you in my class?
Bueller.
I am today.
Bueller.
Never been this close to a
get back in there.
Ew.
Find your desk.
You guys see that new chicken registration? Oh.
Put your new shoes on.
I want to go to a good college so I can have a fruitful life.
Honey, you're not going to school like this now.
If I was bleeding out my eyes, you guys would make me go to school. This is so unfair.
Very 1980s saxophone going on here. What is, my goodness.
It's like a bunch of people like posing on the street.
It's like Huey Lewis in the news? What was that? My God. That was, you know, glorious back in the day. The days of the 80s saxophone montage,
yes.
The saxophone breakdown. That's got to come back again.
I loved it. It was always, and there was a bunch of smiles and high fives and hugs. It was an amazing time.
Yep. Back to school today in Roanoke City.
Yep.
And I know all the kiddos are just scratching their eye boogers. I was terrified that my kids were not going to sleep last night. Not a bit.
Because they went back today.
Yeah, and they've just been gradually sleeping later and later as the summer goes on. I mean, Antoine, you got to understand, my daughter is, she's the most morningest person in the house.
Okay.
There is no doubt.
That's good.
So for most of her life, you know, she's up 6 o'clock, 6:30, fairly regularly, even on the weekend.
All right.
That chick slept till 10 the other day. 10!
Maybe if I wake up, it'll never come.
I don't know.
The day will never arrive.
I mean, seriously, she slept till 10. I went in a room, check on her, make sure she was still breathing.
Right.
I mean, it was that kind of thing. What's going on in here?
I was always, even through senior year of high school, I was always excited about the first day of school.
Okay, you were?
I was always excited.
Why?
I always had a new outfit. I always had some fresh shoes.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a lot of my friends that I didn't get to see over the summer.
Okay.
So, like, I'm waiting at my locker trying to see who's going to walk by. Like, I was always excited for
I was school. Never a fan.
Never?
Nope. I was never a fan of school. I didn't like getting up in the morning. Didn't really care about any of my friends. It was good. I'm like, I saw you anyway. Whatever. I hated the stress of the new outfit, the clothes. Like, is the clothing that I had on, is it appropriate? Am I in style? What's going on? Will everybody else have Bugle Boy jeans? Well, am I the only one with Bugle Boy jeans? You know, that kind of thing.
I only slept on the night before school. The first day of school, I only slept on half of the bed because my outfit was laid out beside me. Just to make sure it stayed fresh and everything. I slept with my outfit.
Oh my God. It's so stupid, that first day of school outfit, because we make such a big deal out of it. And then by day two, nobody pays attention anymore. I mean, it's seriously one day. No one cares.
It's just the first day. Then you're back to basketball shorts and t-shirts. Mm-hmm.
If you wore, on the first day of school, just the whatever it was, and on the second day you wore a potato sack, no one would say anything. If you dare have a wrinkle in your shirt on the first day of school, you're branded for life. Branded for life.
That outfit decides where you sit at lunch. Like, if you show up and you don't have a fresh outfit on that first day of school, you can't sit with the cool kids.
Wow, it was that serious?
You can't sit with us.
Is that how the seating hierarchy worked in your school or with your circle of friends? It was outfit-based? Is that how it was?
It was either outfit or joke-based.
Okay. See, we were joke-based also. The table I sat at, ruthless.
Yes.
You want to talk about cutting your comedy teeth in the devil's lair?
Uh-huh.
That's how it used to work at my table in high school. You would sit at the table, and everyone had their chairs. And it was sort of a hierarchy. You know, the king sat at the front, and you trickled all your way down to that kid that was 9 seats down going, "Hey, guys, what are you guys talking about? What's going on over there? Hey." But when you were there, and, you know, you're supposed to be funny. You had to entertain. You had to tell jokes. If you told a joke and everyone decided it was bad,
ooh,
you were sent to the end of the table.
Ooh, no. Not for us. You had to go in the hallway.
Because
we were allowed to go in the hallway. So you were allowed, if you had a bag lunch instead of like a tray lunch, you were allowed to go eat in the hallway. Oh, no. You had to leave the table.
You had to leave the
table. It was showtime at the Apollo. That's what it was.
Yeah, they send you up. See, we would send you down to the end of the table, and then you had to work your way back up to your old chair.
Oh, see, we didn't even have that. You could come back the next day.
Uh-uh. No.
Oh, wow.
You were down at the end. You know, you had to start. You were that guy.
Heck, I got a funny joke. I swear to God. Wait, this one's real. Ooh, me. Call on me, King. Call on me.
Yeah, you only talked when you had something funny to say. I can tell you that. Hopefully they're nicer now. I don't know. You know what? It builds character.
It does.
Man.
It lets you know people can turn on you fast.
And I will say, as I talk to people in regular life now as an adult, there are plenty of people when I talk to them, Antoine, and they try to be funny. I wish there was a hallway I could send them to because it's just, I'm like, oh, God,
nope, out there.
What's going to get you fired up?
The K92 Morning Thanks Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, they did a study, and they studied a lot of different high school and college basketball games specifically for this study. At halftime, you know, when the coach comes in, what works best? Is it, hey, guys, great job, you're doing your best, you know, keep up the good work. Is it, you suck? Or is it,
it happens.
Let's all hold hands. Let's say a prayer to the Lord, you know, that sort of emotional thing. And far and away, the more angrier the coach was, the better the team performed in the second half.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. You're someone who played sports.
Yes, I play sports and I coach now. But it's not even like so much about sports. I always hear it's better to be feared than love. Like, people would turn on somebody they love. You won't turn on somebody you're afraid of.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes it's stuff like this that makes me think, on occasion, I feel like I'm too nice to people. I need to be meaner. I need to throw chairs and things like that.
Throw the study away, Zach.
I think
you are.
I'm keeping this study. So, yeah, they did it. And they said, even if a team was winning at halftime, if a coach said, hey, you're doing great, keep up the good work, that didn't work as much as, I don't care if you're up by 10 points, you better play better than this when you get out there in the second half.
Yeah.
That worked better.
The best coaches are the ones that don't let up. Like, they expect you to be better. Your best is never good enough.
Antoine, I've been too nice to you since you've joined the show.
Oh,
I
boy.
Think that's what it is. The fire and brimstone are coming out.
So we're about to have a halftime speech.
Yes, we are. Really, all of this is just an excuse to play, I think, what is my favorite movie motivational speech of all time.
Forget about him. Alan!
Remember the Titans.
You're it.
Let's get
Come
it, Alan. Let's go.
All right.
Yes.
Now, tell him, coach.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
No.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out.
Kill your
mama. Make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Oh, man.
Right?
I'm about to run through a wall.
I know. And even had he just said, hey, let's all do it for that teammate who's in the hospital right now.
No. Uh-uh. He had to threaten him. I'm going to take you all out. Mm-hmm. And they might have meant take him out the game. No, he didn't mean that.
I'm going to take you out.
I'm going to take you out.
I'm going to drag you in the middle of the field. I'm going to pull your pants. I'm going to spank you in front of the entire school. I don't care. It doesn't matter. So fear. Oh, man. This is dangerous material here, Antoine. This is dangerous information.
Ugh.
Ready here on the K92 Morning Thang. Good morning, all. Help. Don't screw this one up. We're in it together. Get in here. Now, we're going to have the flip side in just a second because Antoine has the exact opposite of this as we get ready for back to school. Never in my life have I heard a more ridiculous suggestion than the one I heard from Monica Brooks yesterday. Ridiculous.
Never.
I may be exaggerating just a little bit, but it never in recent memory has there been anything more ridiculous. We don't look in the rearview mirror, Antoine. I can't remember anything past like 48 hours anyway.
So just that exit that you passed. That's the only thing you can remember.
Mm-hmm. I've killed a lot of brain cells. And so I go with whatever is the most memorable in my mind. And how dare she make this suggestion? I'm sorry. It was just absurd to me where we're sitting here and we're talking about, we do Mount Rushmore yesterday.
Yes.
And you can go to the podcast. You can hear the whole thing. Also yesterday we had that update on Dirty Little Secrets on the dupe blind date.
Yeah.
What happened on that? There was cuss words and then a twist at the end. You can get that on our podcast. So iTunes, your Amazon smart speaker, open up your K92 radio app, all of those
and
things.
And an angry Zach.
Oh yeah.
Don't forget about that part of it.
I was angry in both of those segments actually. Because I didn't like the outcome of either of them. So yesterday, we're trying to discover or figure out what we want as the Mount Rushmore. So you're basically the top four.
Yes, the top four of desserts.
Right, because you think about that thing in whichever Dakota it is that's got the presidents carved on the rocks.
The faces and the people that did stuff.
Can't decide if that's something I actually want to go to. Do you want to go see that?
I don't. If it was like neighbor town to somewhere else I wanted to go, I'd swing by.
Right.
But I wouldn't make a trip to see Mount Rushmore.
If it was in Nashville,
yes,
I would go see it, you know?
Or Vegas. If it was in Reno, I would go see it.
Even Reno. Yeah. Okay, do that. What about Branson, Missouri? If they put
I would
there?
Not make it there.
But you could go see Ronnie Millsap while you were there. Come on. So Mount Rushmore of desserts.
Yes.
That's what we were doing. So these are the four biggest desserts of all time.
Quintessential desserts.
That rock is the four presidents, you know? I mean, the presidents, yeah. The guys. Ain't no William Henry Harrison on there. These are the real deals. And Monica comes up with this suggestion, sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
What?
I think I don't care for sweet potato pie, but I do believe it should be on the Mount
for
Rushmore.
For the top four
sweet,
desserts
yeah,
of all time.
Pie.
No, it's not top four. It's most influential.
Wait,
it's not the best
pie?
Four. What you
I hate this mountain. It's a terrible mountain. Look,
it's
listen
fine.
Here, woman. You just put a vegetable on the dessert Mount Rushmore.
Yes,
how
did.
Dare you? That's what sunk in for me.
And I will say this. The more I thought about it, sweet potato pie, the reason I initially was like, it should be on there, I was thinking about the South.
Uh-huh.
But we ended up coming around on apple pie because if we're going to have a pie, you have apple pie on
right.
there. Sweet potato pie. I don't even like sweet potato pie.
I don't either. It's pumpkin pie's dirtier cousin. That's really all yeah. it is. But either one of them, ain't no vegetables going on the dessert Mount Rushmore. I'm sorry. Maybe you can argue sweet potato pie for the four vegetables Mount Rushmore thing.
Okay.
Which is a very sad Mount Rushmore nobody wants to go to. So what we ended up deciding on, in case you're curious, and mm-hmm. you can weigh in with your opinions on all of this at 52353 on the text, chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
Apple pie.
Yes.
Chocolate cake, yeah, which was in a battle with some other cakes. And then fourth was cookies and cream ice cream.
I thought a little bit more about that. And I was like, maybe it should be vanilla ice cream.
We threw the cookie in there. We wanted to give it a little color, a little flavor.
Put a little stank on it.
You know, put a little chocolate in there. So brownies were on the outside
looking in.
And very angry about that. So if you have opinions, and again, sweet potato pie, come on, man. Why don't we just put carob on there, that fake chocolate, while we're at it. The one that dogs eat. Let's do that. It's time to get you fired up with emotion, with soul, with heart.
Yeah.
Give me the floor. That's what Antoine says.
Yes. And so, Zach, I would like for you to give me the floor. In fact, I'm taking the floor.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. I'll see you. I'm leaving.
All right.
I'm good. I'm out. It's the Antoine show. Forget about it. Monica's doing back to school today, which means, like any good mom, she is four mimosas deep at 6:30 this morning.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about it.
Kids didn't even go to school today. But anyway.
She didn't even have kids. I don't know if anyone knew that about Monica. Here's the stunner. She actually has no children. It's all a lie, man.
That would be hilarious. All right. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that needs to hear this, that's going through something, that's reevaluating life, reevaluating things. And
I feel like a lot of us are always reevaluating life. Yeah. I feel like I do it about once a week. I think, oh my God, what am I doing? What's going on here?
Yeah,
what's the point of all this?
And you're trying to figure out, you know, your purpose, if mm-hmm. you're headed in the right direction. And
isn't
you know,
it
all
so
that.
So weird how it can almost be a day-to-day thing? Almost an hour-to-hour
yes.
thing. Sometimes I can be in my car, and I'm like, I am the king of the world. I am owning this thing. Everything I'm doing is right. I love it. And by the time I get home, I think, I got to make some changes in my life. I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's, we're weird people, man.
Yeah. And so Jimmy Valvano, Jimmy V,
mm-hmm.
He lost a battle of cancer 20-odd years ago. But before he passed away, he had a speech. He gave a speech at the ESPY Awards. That's the awards for ESPN.
Yeah, he's been a very inspirational figure, even though, I mean, it's been almost three decades
yes.
now. So a lot of our younger audience has really no concept of who he is, but it really doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, much like inspirational individuals in history, people like Martin Luther King and stuff like that, it's timeless. Like the stuff that they say carries on, and I think it's always important to sort of pass things like that along as well. So
exactly.
You know, I'm with you on that.
And Jimmy V said something that's always stuck by me, and I believe that there's somebody out there that this will stick by. They'll hang on to this as well. So Jimmy V said, and these are his words, "To me, there are three things we should all do every day. We should do this every day of our lives. Number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time deep in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day. You do that 7 days a week, you're going to have something special."
That's an exhausting day. My goodness. I got to do that every
day. It's a long day, but it's a special one. It's a special one.
Yep.
Especially if you're moved to emotions, you know, out of happiness and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because chances are you're probably laughing at the same
time. And I feel like this is one of those days as a lot of kids get back on the bus and or you're dropping them off at school and you're laughing a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then you start thinking about how they're getting older.
They're getting older.
And then you start crying.
There you go. Your full days before there, you
I'm
have
done.
Coffee.
All right, can I leave now? I'm done. Let's go. We're done for the day. There's no more.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Potato,
potato.
Potato,
potato.
JoJo Siwa tickets this time this morning and every morning this week.
Yes.
So this time. So be ready for that. Right before the bus for a lot of people. So you're good to go. So it's going to be me versus Antoine. We're going to pull categories out of the hat. We're going to go back and forth. We're going to try to win this prize for you. And we lost our person on line two. So set me up with somebody else while I get Kelsey here. Hi, Kelsey.
Hey.
Oh, this is very exciting. Kelsey, who would you like to team up with this morning?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you have to pick, though. It's Antoine or Zach. Which one? It doesn't
matter. Let's go Zach.
Okay. All right. All right. Kelsey and Zach, what do we got?
Deanna on three.
Deanna on three. Okay. Deanna, good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
Okay, it's going to be you and Antoine, all right?
All right.
All right, fantastic. Hold on. Did you hear that whole exchange, by the way, Antoine? Are you getting ready?
I did not hear.
Kelsey said, I said, which one? She said, it doesn't matter. I said, yes, it does. It absolutely matters.
Kelsey said, just give me somebody.
Give me the one that's better. I don't know who's better. 20 seconds. We go back and forth in the category, and whoever's left holding the potato at the end of the round is the loser of the round. It is that simple. Sometimes the pressure gets to you. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Here, since I was reluctantly chosen first, she eventually just begrudgingly went with me. I will pick the first category out of the hat, and I will start, and then we will go back and forth.
All right.
20 seconds in that category. Got it now.
So much pressure.
I put some in the hat. Antoine has put some in the hat as well. Okay. This is one that I put in.
All right.
So here we go. Antoine, it's going to be 20 seconds back and forth. It's comedy movies, but no sequels. So if we do one of the franchise, you're done with all of them. Here we go. Now, I'll start with The Hangover.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Something About Mary.
Coming to America.
Ooh, that's good. Kingpin.
Dumb and Dumber.
Anchorman.
Crap, I'm freezing. Funny People.
Step Brothers. Yes!
I don't know what happened. I love comedy movies.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah. And you tried to snake me at the end. I knew it. You were going to throw something out there at the very end. But I had Step Brothers ready.
I cannot believe that happened.
Yeah, that caught you. And you're a movie guy.
I'm a movie guy, and I love comedies.
Yep. Shame on you.
I could not think of this as chairs.
All right. That's a point for me.
Wow.
Here we
go. I can't believe that happened.
You get the hat. Round two. Best of three. Hot potato.
That's so frustrating.
Ha. Oh, this thing that's coming up, don't go anywhere, because in the trending, there is a new, it's not a study, it's the energy people saying this is what you're supposed to set your air conditioner on when you're there, when you're sleeping, and when you leave the house. None of them I agree with. Absolutely zero. It is a ridiculous statement. We'll get into it in the trending. Okay, round two, what do you got?
All right, I
got
to shake off last round. All right, here we go. 20 seconds to name Stuff About Fall.
Okay, Stuff About Fall.
And I'll go first.
So autumn. Here we go. Take it away.
Pumpkin Spice Latte.
Football.
Halloween.
Chili.
Columbus Day.
Foliage.
Thanksgiving.
Fire pits.
My birthday.
Halloween.
Already said it.
Oh. Ah! No!
Yes! Hit the buzzer! Hit the buzzer!
Oh, man. Shoot.
Yes.
You said Halloween?
Yes.
Darn it. All right, point for you. I wasn't listening. I was thinking, and that was a problem.
Now you got me thinking. Did I really say Halloween?
Did you say Halloween?
I thought I did.
I don't think you said. Are you sure you said Halloween?
I'm not completely sure I said Halloween now.
You know what? I'm going to ask Kelsey, because I feel like she's not even there. Okay, never mind. I don't know what's going on. Did you say Halloween?
Now I'm questioning myself if I said Halloween.
Text 52353. Did Antoine say Halloween? You might be disqualified right
now. No! Crap, I don't know. Crap. That's why we need somebody else
we'll
in here to judge.
Move on to the next one. Let's just go in here. Let's do it right now. Okay. All right. Here we go. The final category. We're all tied up. These are things you do in high school. Here we go. Gym class.
Algebra.
You get bullied.
You go to lunch.
You bully people.
You leave for lunch.
You cruise around in your car.
You high five people in the hallway.
Homework.
You take tests.
You make out.
You skip school.
All right, I'm going to give it to you, I guess.
I
don't know,
I don't feel good about the Halloween thing.
He did say Halloween. Okay, everyone said... But of course, the other person says no one said Thanksgiving. But he said, no, Eric, he said Halloween. So we're good to go.
Okay.
Antoine, you are
Thank
the winner.
Thank you, guys.
What are the rules of etiquette of sharing your passwords on, say, Netflix or anything like that?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do the mooch. Who are you allowed to mooch to? What are the rules? Now, this is the unofficial list. You're allowed to share within your immediate household. Well, duh.
Like, that makes sense.
I know. This one says, well, not everybody in the house needs their own subscription. You better. Well, come on now.
No, there's one subscription for the roof.
Exactly. This also says, so if you're doing your little back to school as a college kid, using your parents' password while at college is considered allowed.
That's acceptable.
However, when you get a job, you're done. That's what it says.
Oh,
not allowed.
Using
your parents' password after you get a job. Is there anything you still mooch from your parents, Antoine?
AAA.
Okay.
AAA.
So the roadside assistance.
Yeah,
people.
And it's become a thing to where, like, I forget that I have AAA, and same thing with my brother. We forget, but then it renews in March. So every March, we get a phone call or a text from our mom to be like, hey, just so you know, I paid the AAA again.
Okay.
We're like, I don't even remember I had AAA.
Well, but that's one of those ones you never know you have until you need it.
Yes,
I guess,
exactly.
Is what they would say. So that's the only one that you still mooch.
Yeah, she mooches my Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. I set it up at her house for her.
Okay, because she's in the not allowed section here for parents. Because here it is. Not allowed. Where'd it go? There's one specifically that rats out older parents trying to mooch off of you. Not allowed. Using your child's password because you can't figure out how to get your own account.
And that's kind of what happened. It was like, baby, can you come in here and set up the Netflix?
Right.
Have you heard of the Netflix?
The Netflix. Yeah, this even says it refers to the YouTube and the Netflix in this article. Yeah, that one is, my mother would love to mooch my Netflix.
Anytime they put the in front of it, I'm like, let me just help you.
I tried to get my Amazon Prime off me once, too. For free shipping. I'm like, get out of here. No.
You wouldn't let her do it.
No. I don't want her to see what I'm ordering.
Oh, that's true.
Because it's her Christmas present. That's
exactly why.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. No other reasons. Don't ask. But no, I'm not doing it. She still mooches internet off of her neighbors. I'm like, get your own internet. You're a grown woman. I just haven't had the time to call. Give me a break.
She's living her best life over
You know,
there.
I'm going to tell her, because she always says she just doesn't have the time to call. The next time she calls me and just starts talking my ear off for no good reason, I say, see, this is you had available time right here.
Transfer the call. Transfer the call. Forward your number.
Hang on, I'm going to transfer you. I should do that. I'm going to forward my number to Cox.
Yeah.
So every time she calls, it's just going to go directly there so she can get her internet. The Energy Star people are claiming this is how to be efficient when it comes to air conditioning. I don't think anyone is going to agree with this at all. No, man, you can't be setting it at 78 and then 82 at night. Kevin and Glade Hill at the temperature 69 in the bedroom. They are crazy. Here's, Chris from Christiansburg. My parents set theirs to 78, and we die when we visit. Somebody else, Lauren and Forrest. My grandma keeps her house at 82 in the summer and then complains we don't visit her. Same thing. My dad keeps his at 78. It's hell. That's too hot, man.
It's literal. Literally hell. No, it's...
Dora's dad works outside, keeps the AC at 80. I don't understand. I thought you would want it to be cool when you come in.
Consistent. His body's used to it.
Ay, ay, ay. And somebody points out, I mean, why the pet's got to be at 85 degrees while you're gone?
Yeah. The pets are like trying to climb on top of each other to get to the temperature thing.
The cat is going to swim in a fishbowl. And how's a fish going to survive in that? 85 degrees.
They're boiling.
They're going to have hot tea by the end of the day. That is absolutely ridiculous. Suggestion 78 and then 82 while you sleep, which means you are never going to sleep. Father-in-law keeps it on 85. Why is it even on? What is this?
No, you could just let the natural heat come in. At that point.
And actually, you know what? This person does point out that I think it makes total sense is, yes, I do set mine at 78 and 82 in the winter.
Fair point.
Yeah, there it is.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, I don't know what we all did as parents, but we have screwed it up. When we were kids, we were pretty much prisoners in our own home. And the wardens, mom and dad, controlled everything. We ate when we were told to eat. We were forced to go outside in the prison yard for hours on end. We had to watch whatever terrible, boring show they wanted to watch on TV. I mean, Falcon Crest. Come on! And when it was lights out, the warden turned off the light in your cell, and you just went to bed and prayed that you didn't get shanked in the middle of the night. Fast forward to today. Now, I'm not sure when the prison riot actually happened, but it did, and the prisoners rose up and took control of the penitentiary. We're not the wardens anymore, and actually, I think we might be the prisoners now. Think about it. We work in the prison kitchen, doling out snacks all day. We shuttle them around in the prison van to 247 different activities and play dates. We watch all their crappy shows. And at lights out, we're the ones begging to go to bed while they're busy running around and driving us crazy. We control nothing. Here's a great example. The other day, my son was home and watching one of his awful shows. Heck, they're not even shows anymore. He just watches weird people with British accents playing goofy video games. And for the record, I'm not sure how these people managed to turn this into a career that makes way more money than me. But I am totally jealous and am totally doing it wrong. I'm not sure what the secret to success is, but I do know it involves screaming really loud all the time because that's what they all seem to do. Anyway, back to my example. He's watching this show and then leaves the house with my wife to go run some errand or whatever. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the living room and I just want to have some peace and quiet. So I turn the TV off. Ah, sweet silence. An hour goes by. And he returns to the house. And the first thing out of his mouth is,
"Hey, what happened to my show? Who turned it off?"
So just so I'm clear, you control the television always? So even when you're not home, I'm supposed to just sit here and let the weird British guy yell at me? Or even better, just stare at your show that you've put on pause like some sort of dog watching a bug crawl on the wall? That's what I'm supposed to do? Yeah, we are definitely not the wardens anymore. Not even close. And by the way, Diary, here's the other issue with having kids in the house. The snacks. And I'm not even talking about the endless parade of snacks that they eat all day long. I'm just talking about the fact that I can't control myself with all these snacks in the house. I mean, I can't deprive these kids of the joy of being able to plow through an endless supply of Cheez-Its, Doritos, Goldfish, or whatever else, because it's really the only time in their lives that they can do this without paying for it on the old waistline. But me, I'm weak. Hey, it's not like you're any stronger, so stop laughing. You try getting a kid a handful of delicious, crunchy Cheez-Its without at least putting one of them in your mouth. Ain't no way you can do it. And one becomes two, and two becomes three, and three becomes, oh, screw it, I've already ruined my diet for the day anyway. Give me the box. I don't have that kind of willpower. It's one thing to just live in a house that doesn't have any junk food in it, but that ain't where I live.
Well, just eat a carrot stick.
You eat a carrot stick, you hamster. I want Pringles.
Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
I don't want him.
That, what you said about the TV, is very interesting to me.
How so?
Because I remember, like, very specifically in the summertime when I would stay at my grandmother's house.
Uh-huh.
From 12 to 4 o'clock, we were watching the stories.
The stories. The stories
soap
is
opera.
The S word,
yes,
of childhood
the
life.
The stories. Mm-hmm. And there was no option. So I either watched what she watched or I went outside and played.
Right, or you stared at the wall. Those or you went out in the prison
options.
Yard. That was it. The only time you had the television yourself, this is why kids woke up so early on a Saturday morning, was when the parents were still sleeping.
Yeah.
That was it. Saturday morning. No other time.
Yeah. My grandmother's like, "I'm not one of your little friends. I ain't watching what you want to watch. You're in my house."
I know. I'm done now.
Switch it up, Zach. Just switch it up. Watch what you want to watch.
I tell you, the only saving grace is they're finally getting to an age where I can try to find things to watch that they like that I actually don't mind also.
Okay.
We've been watching Stranger Things,
yeah,
which is pushing it for a 7-year-old. I am totally aware of that. But you know what? We've already definitely proven here that I am not a model parent. Don't really care. And he loves it. He's totally dialed into it. That to me has been super exciting.
There you go.
To
it's a family
show. There's a little bit of language, but that they hear way worse from dad. So it is totally fine. And that I'm excited to watch. And I'm already afraid that when it's over, I don't know what we're going to watch next. That already needs something else.
You're already planning.
Yeah, 7 and 10. Show. So if you have suggestions, I'll take those at 52353. If you want Anger Diaries, they're on demand all the time at angerdiary.com, as well as our podcast.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
So let's get her in here right now. This is our friend Not Christy. Hello, Not Christy. She would like to remain anonymous, so that is not her real name. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So we're here. We're hopefully able to provide advice, and it's your husband and his mom.
Yeah. So my husband and I have been married for almost a year, and things haven't changed with his relationship with his mom.
Okay.
They're super close, like way too close, honestly. People almost don't believe me when I tell them. So like we dated for a couple years.
Okay.
And we broke up once because he has this, like, he calls it a unique relationship.
Okay. So he is identifying this as slightly unusual in comparison to, say, the normal person.
Yes, by calling it unique, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
All of this is very foreign to me because I don't have this mama's boy, let's talk every day, that whole thing. Antoine, I feel like you might just a little bit.
No, I am a mama's boy, but I don't have that weird relationship because we're the same person, so we butt heads a lot.
Okay.
But nobody else can say anything about my mom.
Well, let's see if you and this guy have anything in common. So what makes it unique?
I mean, the first thing I notice, and this goes back to when we're dating, but it still goes on, is when we go over to her house for dinner, she greets him with a big hug and a kiss on the mouth.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
find a little.
I know. My mother's a mouth kisser. I don't like it. I'm not a big mouth kisser
person.
It's
weird to me.
I don't like it.
My mother's not, but when I see it, it catches me off guard every time I see
it. But there are plenty of people that are. Is she European? Yeah. Is she of Italian descent or anything like that?
No, I mean, no.
Okay.
So
just a mouth kisser.
Sisters. Yeah, and they seem relatively normal, but, I mean, he's the only son
in
their family. And
so he was your little baby boy, and it was a bunch of girls, and they were all kissing
but
on.
But now he's a grown man.
Little junior. Yeah, but he's always the little baby boy to them. So as long as it's, remember that Saturday Night Live skit where they're going to town on each other?
Uh-huh.
It's not that, right?
Yeah. No. Okay.
Okay.
But there's other stuff, too. So
continue.
Unfortunately, we don't live too far from her.
Yeah.
It's like a 15-minute drive. So if he's, like, feeling bad, meaning it could be anything. It could be under the weather or, like, the way I found out he'd had a disagreement with his boss is that she came over the next morning to make breakfast.
Oh.
I didn't even know that there was an issue. Like, so she'll show up to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And, I mean, we're married. Like, he's my husband.
Uh-huh.
I'm capable of making breakfast and lunch and dinner,
but
she'll come over to, like, baby him whenever anything goes wrong. And like I said, the only way I found out he had a disagreement with his boss is because she showed up to make breakfast the next day.
Yeah, see, that would be the problem. Is you're supposed to be the woman in his life.
Yeah,
and I mean, he can still have a relationship with his mom, but you're supposed to be the go-to. Especially for things like that. Now, I do think there's a lot of wives listening and say, look, I would love it if my husband, every time he's sick, if he wants to be a little baby, would go over to his mother's house and leave me alone and she can make him soup.
Uh-huh.
But things like this, like not even sharing the stuff about his day, he's not sharing those things with you.
No. And I have to tell you, when we got back together, he promised that he was going to separate from her a little bit. And it was like part of the... We talked about this before we got married, that, like, that's really important, that, like, we're grown-ups. He's 26. Like, if we're married, I need to feel like I'm his wife.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Really,
so
wife,
let's see if there's any way we can help, because I know people go through this one all the time.
Uh-huh.
I have what I'm going to give to you in a second. Advice that is guaranteed to work but is very bad advice. So I'm going to give her terrible advice.
Are you?
But it'll work.
You're giving terrible advice?
Yes, but I'm telling her it's terrible advice so she knows.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, real quick.
Not Christy, what's your relationship with his mom? Are you guys close?
Oh, I mean, well, not as close as he is with
his mom, of course.
Okay. I feel like she definitely makes an effort to be welcoming to me.
All right,
she
well, that's
shows good. That it's an effort.
But like, she's trying to be the wife and the mother.
Yeah.
And she's not supposed to be both things. So I have great but terrible, so not great. Terrible advice for you in a second.
The K92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
Let's welcome back Not Christy. Hi, Not Christy.
Hello.
Dealing with, I guess, are we calling it an extreme mama's boy? Is that what we have here?
Yeah, mama drama.
I mean, he's saying the relationship is unique. Are there any others that we need to know about?
Any other things that I need to know?
Yeah, I don't know. Have we basically covered? Because he's kind of going to his mom to share, ooh, I had a bad day at work, and then she's showing up in the morning with muffins, and this chick has no idea what's going on. And when he's sick, he's going over there. They're mouth kissing.
They're mouth kissing.
All sorts of stuff. So is that it? Is there anything else you'd like to pile on with?
That's pretty much it. I mean, she does still pick out clothes for him, but I think like a lot of moms do that. So that I feel like I can live with, that she buys him clothes.
Okay.
Like,
is your husband 11? Is he 11 years old? I just want to check.
He is 26 years old. Right. So we have a perfectly legally valid marriage.
All right, good. All right. I feel like I had to ask it this way. Now, this guy texted in, and I guess this is worth asking at least, and I don't know if you would be aware of it. He thinks there's a reason that your husband's not sharing stuff with you, and this person says, if you're anything like my wife, anytime I try to tell her anything about my frustrations, she either doesn't listen or show concern or says things like, you're a grown-up, figure it out, and that's why he's going to other people to share. Does that resonate with you at all?
Is this your husband?
Is this your husband? I don't know.
I would love to be a supportive listener if he would tell me things.
Gotcha. Have you set any boundaries with mom? Have you said, yo, I'm the wife, I'm sorry, but this is the way it's got to be?
I mean, I guess I feel like it's not my place to say that to his mom.
It might be your place, though.
That just, like, that seems like not cool, you know? Like, it's his job, his mom, his job.
Yeah, yes. My wife kind of...
that I haven't done that.
I get that in theory. My wife did sort of have to take on the bad cop sort of role when we got married because I'm an only child. My mother is divorced. She never remarried. So, like it or not, I'm basically the man in her life. And there were when I was dating, there was a lot of control issues and things like that. But once marriage happened, I mean, then that's a bigger step. And my wife did have to sort of step in and be like, no, we're doing this or whatever. So I make her do the hard stuff.
You make her be bad cop.
Well, I make her go, you know, have the tough conversations and things because it will come off better coming from her. My mother, like yours, Antoine, we butt heads sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So it's better. So, okay. Do you want my advice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I've been dying for your advice.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
It's not great advice, but it'll work.
I don't know what you're about to say, but I'm nervous.
I'm nervous too, but I need to know.
Have a baby. That's my advice. Have a baby.
She said, oh God, under her breath. I heard her say, oh God, under her breath just now.
Well, I mean, y'all are married. Are you planning on having a family at some point anyway?
I mean, well, yeah, but I'm 26. I thought I'd be maybe wait till the very end of my 20s.
Really, what I'm saying is you don't have to necessarily run out and do it right this second, but grandchildren
get the nursery decorated.
Well, it's just the grandchildren make the best ransom that you can possibly do. I mean, you can hold it over a grandparent's head. You can say, look, this is how it's going to be.
So she can't see the grandkids unless she like lays off my husband.
Trade them. You get your husband. She gets the grandkids
Things like that.
There you go. No. Trade them like Pokemon cards.
It's just once grandkids are in the mix, it allows you a level of control of setting ground rules on certain things and be like, yo, look, we are having Christmas at my house, or no, we are not doing that because we have stuff with the kids. And look, if you want to watch the grandkids, this is the procedure of how it's going to be. I didn't say this was good advice.
Cause it's not.
No, you did. That's true. You did. Like you did forewarn me that it would be terrible advice,
but it works.
Terrifying advice.
It works. I'm telling you, there's that extra level of control when you can hang the kids over somebody's head.
I don't know. I mean, how is that going to prevent her from showing
growing up, she doesn't just bring muffins. She also will, like, make omelets and stuff. Like, she actually makes breakfast when she comes over. How will that stop that?
Now, I will point out that our friend Brian from Really Good Donuts texted in, and he said that you should be taking notes because this mom is excellent with all this breakfast bounty and all these things. I mean, I've always wanted an omelet bar, so if she's going to make the omelet bar happen.
The other option, Matt Christie, is...
Fine, be helpful, whatever. Go ahead.
Sit down with your husband and let him know how you feel about the situation. And see where he stands on it. See if there is something, some kind of connection to where there is a line that can be drawn. So for those moments, to let him know that you're there for those conversations.
Yeah, and we do have a texter that went through what you went through at 52353 and says a very similar thing to what Antoine just said, where they just moved right next door to his mom.
Oh.
And he would stop by her house. He would stop by before even coming home. Like, he would go over to mom's house instead, which I think sounds very similar to you. And this person says, I just had to talk to him, tell him that he can love his mother very much, but he has to put effort into our love as well. So you got to put mama on the back burner a little bit. And it's not that you love her any less, but you got to put the us first in the relationship. And I do agree. But then she does add in, when he is sick, I do send him straight next door because I don't want to deal with it at all. So at least there's the one. So send him over there for chicken soup and there blankies. And yeah, it's time to have that conversation.
The K92 Morning Thanks Hot List.
Ed Sheeran, the biggest star in all of music, especially in terms of money making.
Without a doubt.
Did you know that he failed out of music school?
He did what?
Yeah, he failed the songwriting course. Actually, he didn't fail. He dropped out of music school, but he also failed songwriting.
He failed that course, that class.
So I think it's a good example to show of how, I don't care how talented you are, at some point in your life, someone tells you stink. Stranger Things is a great example as an incredibly popular television show that was shot down, I believe, 5 or 6 times by various networks.
Yeah.
Saying, nope, not interested, not a good show, thanks, bye.
And they finally were able to talk Netflix into linking up with him.
Yep. His music teacher said he wasn't the greatest singer and he wasn't the greatest guitarist. So he managed to kind of put the whole thing together, and he ended up dropping out because he got offered to go on tour and open up for some Just Jack.
Do you think his teacher has attended one of his concerts since then, since now he's big and famous?
Probably. I mean, this teacher is quoted in this story saying, and he's credited one of the people who discovered Ed, saying he wasn't the greatest singer and he wasn't the greatest guitarist in the beginning, but he was an incredible performer and could write a song and he never gave up.
Okay, so, well, that's good.
But yeah, he failed out and moved on to a massive career.
Rich.
So exactly. What do you think? I got people you may or may not know were homeless at one point in their lives. Halle Berry.
Ooh. Actually, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
I saw an interview where she said that.
Yeah, so when she first moved to New York at the age of 21, she wanted to be an actress. She ran out of money. Her mother cut her off, and she stayed in a homeless shelter. I mean, that's straight up homeless right there.
That's legit homeless.
Dr. Phil, at 12 years old, was homeless and living in a car in Kansas City with his father, who was interning as a psychologist at the time.
Okay.
He lived in a car. Jennifer Lopez. She left home when she had an argument with her mom over becoming a professional dancer. Mother said no. So she started sleeping on the sofa of the dance studio and said, even though I didn't have a house, I told my mother, this is what I have to do to pursue my career.
That's awesome.
So she did that. Steve Harvey lived in his car for 3 years.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Tyler Perry did too. I don't know if you had him when he left.
Was it the same car?
It wasn't the same car. They were in the parking lot though.
Okay. Same parking lot?
Yeah, same parking lot.
It was the same parking
lot.
No,
I'm kidding.
Okay. I was believing you. Yeah, Steve would wash up in hotel bathrooms, gas stations, and swimming pool showers. 3 years. And Drew Carey, host of The Price is Right, was homeless in Las Vegas. He would sell his plasma and then try to find spare change to buy boxed mac and cheese for his food.
Hmm.
So those are all very interesting.
Tiffany Haddish, she was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
She was sleeping in a car, and Kevin Hart saw her.
That's
and
right.
Gave her money.
Right,
to stay
because
in the
Kevin
hotel.
Hart won't stop telling that story. All
yeah,
the time.
Sure, yeah.
They won't let that story go in. He keeps trying to give her the money back, and Tiffany don't want it. And the two of them, I don't know why he keeps bringing that up. It drives Monica crazy.
This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false with a screw, and you. Let's meet our contestants. Let's say good morning to Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
All right, Katie, if you could have one food that you would be allowed to have an unlimited supply of and it would not be calories or fat. It would count as health food. What is that food?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good. I like that idea right there. Let's get our friend Jessica in here. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
All right, Jessica, same question. You get one food. You get to have it unlimited. Calories don't count. Whatever you want. What you picking?
Spaghetti.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. Spaghetti with like a red sauce, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's a lot of pasta.
Yes.
But hey, carbs, man, because carbs always get you. So you'd be like, all right, I'm going to overload right now.
Carbs are safe now.
Katie versus Jessica. Katie, would you like to go first or second in the game today, Katie?
I'll go second.
Okay, second for you. Jessica, you will go first. Here's the deal. Fact or bullcrap is 3 rounds. I'll give you a statement, and you tell me if it is fact or bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go.
Round one.
Jessica, your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Jessica. As a kid, actress Sarah Michelle Gellar was banned from all McDonald's. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Jessica?
I'm going to go with fact.
Fact is?
Correct!
Yeah, at 5 years old, Antoine, she was banned from all McDonald's. By McDonald's.
What do you do to get banned?
She was in a Burger King commercial that attacked McDonald's, and McDonald's sued, and they named her in the lawsuit as part of it.
Wow.
So she was not allowed to go to any McDonald's anywhere on earth because of her appearance in that commercial.
Okay.
Well. I think it wore off after a while, though. She's allowed now. Katie, your question in round one, fact or bullcrap, Katie. 60% of people say it is totally fine to get a table at a restaurant right before they close. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Katie?
I'm going to say fact.
You're going to say fact? And see, I would have been with you, but no.
That means you're wrong.
It's wrong. It's the opposite, which I totally disagree with. We have this argument all the time.
Uh-huh.
If you're open, you're open. So I don't like it when people get all mad. If you go into a restaurant, if they're open till 10 and you get in there at 9:45, don't be mad at those people. You're still open. If you don't want them there at 9:45, close at 9:45. Say we're closed at 9:45. Right? Right, Katie?
I feel you on that one.
Exactly. So you still get minus one, but it doesn't matter. Okay, what do we have for score here?
Katie minus one, Jessica one.
Round two.
Jessica, your question round two. Fact or bullcrap, Jessica. 8 out of 10 people surveyed say they've cried at work. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Jessica?
I'm going to go with fact.
Fact is?
Correct.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Work is stressful.
Top 5 reasons people cry at work. 1, their boss or coworker made them. 2, a personal issue and they just happen to be at work. 3, overwhelmed by their workload. 4, bullying. 5, a client.
Yeah.
Work sucks. All right, Katie, here's your question. You do have to get a point on it or the game is over. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap, Katie? Victoria's Secret used to sell men's underwear. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Katie?
I'm going to say bullcrap.
That means you're wrong.
Yeah, they did. From, what was it, 1985 to 1993.
They called it Victor's Secret. I'm just kidding. That would be awesome if they did, though.
I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't remember that. I mean, I was alive and stuff. But it was, I mean, that's why they don't do it anymore, because it was not on anybody's radar at all. But yeah, for 8 long years, the men's section at Victoria's Secret.
See, at that point, men had an excuse to go into that store.
Yeah. Now, again, we're not welcome.
Nope.
Actually, we are welcome.
Shopping for a wife, for a lady, or yourself. You want to wear a bra.
We're spending the most money in there because we're buying gifts.
Stuff looks comfortable in there. And the lotions, they're nice smelling and stuff.
They smell delicious.
Exactly. All right. Congratulations, Jessica. You are the big winner.
Congratulations.
Here in Factor Bullcraps, you get a $25 gift card to Uptown Cheapskate. And I'm telling you, for back to school shopping, you want to talk about deals. Get more for your money when you shop at Uptown Cheapskate. The best way to dress smart on a budget. Shop Uptown Cheapskate today for great savings on brands you love. People of Earth, that was Factor Bullcrap. You know what? There's too much fighting in the universe, too much bad energy.
A whole bunch of
mad about something.
Angry. And stuff,
and I'm guilty of it, too. I get caught up in the stupid and whatever. So we figured we're going to bring it back. We're going to do some Trumpet Tuesday in the house.
Blow on this. Blow.
And celebrate good people doing good stuff.
All right. I think that's good. That energy, you put that energy out, you get that energy back.
And you sort of, we forget how many good people there are doing good things because we focus on politics or whatever, stupid things, the negative. We're hardwired that way.
Yeah, bad things stand out more than good things.
Yep. So we're going to flip the script and reverse it and try to bring it back on Tuesdays, do some Trumpet Tuesdays and shout out good things that you think good people are doing. So if you got anyone out there, we'll take your text 52353. We'll take some calls. We'll give away some prizes. Antoine, okay. I'll let you go ahead and lead off. Go ahead. Blow that trumpet.
It's so hard for me because coming from working in the school. So I'm going to blow the trumpet for all of the Blue Ridge Autism and Achievement Center.
Okay.
Every single staff member there.
Except for you, Karen. You were lazy.
Is there a Karen there? Okay, there's no Karen. Okay, all right. No, they just work so hard and they care so much for the students, the class that they work with, uh-huh. that there's not a big enough trumpet for me to blow
this
for
them.
This
is the biggest one I have. That one.
That's that I have to do.
And for those that don't know, I mean, Antoine is relatively new to the thing, but that's where you came from.
Yes. I spent 7 years working with students who have autism, special needs students. And so I left a great group of people, a great staff, a great organization, and they're just absolutely amazing. So I am blowing the trumpet for them today.
Fantastic. I like that. You know what?
Blow on this. Blow.
I'm kind of on the school tip as well, since it's back to school in Roanoke City, which is where I happen to live. And I just, my daughter's school, Highland Park Elementary, is just an awesome school.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, my son goes to Grandin Court, and they're a great school too. But she's in a special program where it's certain gifted kids, if you want to call them that, and then it's more of an inner city type school, mm-hmm. and to integrate the two, and the principal, Dr. C, over there is just, I mean, they're doing amazing work. To be proud of an elementary school,
that I think says a lot.
It absolutely does, and I know you get the craziest of the crazy as the kids go back, and they're all hyped up and insane, and every teacher is going, I miss the pool already. I so miss the pool. But, you know, especially for the teachers out there that care and really do strive to make a difference, I am very, very grateful for them. So thank you for everything that you do. We have a lot of great texts already rolling in at 52353. So if you would like to participate, please do so. We got somebody like my buddy Robert is deputy in Craig County, chief at the Volunteer Rescue Squad, also an EMT, volunteer firefighter. You can always count on him. And he's only 26 years old. How about that?
Wow.
For millennials getting a bad rap, that's a badass millennial.
I'm
going to
tell you
what,
there's 24 hours in a day, and Robert is using all of them.
He is. He doesn't sleep. He's a robot. Okay, this might be the greatest UPS driver in the history of the brown truck.
Blow on this. Blow.
Trumpet Tuesday here on the thing. There's enough bad and fighting in the world. We're going to be those tone setters. We're here every single day to make sure that you can start your day with a smile. Start off on the right foot.
Yep.
Do whatever it is you got to do to set the tone for the rest of the day. This person texts into 52353. My fiance, Andrew, is a UPS driver. No matter how hot of a day it is, if he sees someone in need of his water or lunch, he will give it to them. He always stops to help people stuck on the side of the road. He is so selfless and always puts everyone else first.
That's awesome.
That is a very nice UPS driver.
Because people are thirsty.
They are.
And he's probably thirsty. He's
driving around in that hot truck all the time, carrying you all of your goods and wares that you've ordered from the internet. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
All right, Lori.
Blow on this. Blow.
Whose trumpet we blowing?
Mrs. Wright at Roanoke Catholic, 7th grade.
Okay.
My daughter walked in the other day. She's not a big fan of school, and she believes in my daughter so much, my daughter can't help but believe in herself.
Which is awesome, especially at that age, because you say your daughter's 7th grade?
7th grade.
That is the chock full of self-conscious everything age. And not only does she not like school, she hates everything.
Hates everything. School, her friends, herself. She hates it all. No, that's awesome.
I laugh, but it's a very emotional time. And it's a time that you need, it's like you as a parent, you're always going to be there for your kids to the best of your ability. But a lot of times, it's not that they don't want that, but it just sometimes means more when it comes from somebody else at that age.
She's a great teacher. She told her that small, shiny, beautiful things come in little packages. And my daughter's
I love it. One more time. What was her name?
Kim Wright at Roanoke Catholic.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lori. We appreciate it. Let's get Miranda in here. Hi, Miranda. Oh, I didn't hit the button. Let me do it again. Let's pretend nothing ever happened. Ready? Here it is. Hi, Miranda.
Good morning.
See, no one noticed. That's all it is. Miranda, who we trumpet blowing here?
My fiance. He has bent over backwards and worked for the company he works for about 2 years now. And he finally had a meeting with the manager of the company, and he got put on salary pay. And he done all of this while working there. And when I was on maternity leave, he was coming home from his job, full-time
over 40 hours a week coming home and working on the house next door so we could move. And like I said, I was on maternity leave, so he was doing all of this.
Wow, and doing all of that and has finally been recognized for it at work, which is great because, as we all know, no matter where you work, people hate giving raises.
Yes.
They like to keep their money. Yeah.
Give out more money.
And Miranda, I do know, also shared via text that they have finally gone through all the boxes in the basement from that move. So.
Oh, God. That's depression. That's the trumpet right there.
I'm going to tell you right now, you are allowed to sprain your shoulder patting yourself on the back for that one, Miranda, because I am 7 years in my house and those stupid boxes are still sitting there. Thank you, Miranda. Appreciate it. We have some other great texts. We're going to get to it. 52353 on Your Trumpet Tuesday here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I blew the trumpet, so now we'll blow the mind
all right
for a minute. And three different stories, crazy stories, ripped right out of the headlines. And then I ripped some words out, so you try to figure out what is missing. That is Blow Your Mind here on your K92 Morning Thing. 6 years. Tourists face 6 years in jail for blank. A, taking some beach sand. B, it's a hard word to say. Sensuous, they were touching a statue.
All
touching
right.
a statue. Or C, looking at a horse.
I'm going to say beach sand.
You're going to go with beach sand?
Yes.
You are...
Correct!
Yep, beach sand. So this is in Italy. They claim they didn't know it was illegal. And I guess it's a very big deal. They have these white sand beaches in Sardinia, and it is a big deal. You are to not take the sand. People try to take the sand and sell it online, and there are signs that say don't take the sand, and they say, well, we didn't know. They had 88 pounds of sand in their car, okay?
So not like a little jar.
Nope. They had 14 plastic bottles, like different Coke bottles, 2-liter bottles,
wow,
full of the sand.
That greedy.
They got caught at a traffic stop, and the people saw all the sand in the car. 6 years. And again, they say, oh, we didn't know. Baloney. That is a lie.
You're
right
taking
there.
That much, you know.
Yeah, they are liars. Next story. This one's a cautionary tale. You should be careful. So a woman suffers severe facial burns after microwaving blank. A, eggs. B, popcorn. C, her face cream.
I'm going to say face cream.
Is. No.
Ah.
That means you're wrong.
She had an egg explode in her face. There's her face.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's a lot of explosion.
That's a Fabergé egg.
She claims she saw a recipe on Delish, which is a popular recipe site, and it said you could microwave an egg, like in the shell, like hard boil an egg. It said as long as you add salt to the water that the egg is in, you'll be fine. Here's what's insane. And I guess this recipe is now surprisingly missing from the website. Huh. And I don't know if they took it down or what happened. She said she cooked the egg for 6 minutes. Which she said is 2 minutes less than the maximum time in this recipe.
Oh, man.
Who microwaves anything for 8 minutes? I feel like you could do a whole turkey in eight minutes.
Like you need to be cooking at that point, just on the stove.
Exactly. 8 minutes to me says dangerous levels of microwave radiation no matter what's in there.
Yes.
She took the egg out, and because there's no way for the steam to really escape, that egg blew up in her face. Eggs are dangerous, man. In the microwave, the American Egg Board says don't microwave eggs in shells because they are, quote, likely to explode.
I don't trust eggs.
I don't either.
Anything that's round, it doesn't roll straight, can't trust it.
That's true. They're all weebly and wobbly.
Yeah.
But I'll do that sometimes because you can make scrambled eggs in the microwave, and I'll do that sometimes here at work, and it takes about 45 seconds. It's super easy. But if every now and then there's this egg pop that'll happen, and it'll sneak up on you. You go to take it out of the microwave, you take the lid off, bam, and it'll pop up. And if your face is down there, you better watch out. All right, final one. So stereotypical, but all right. Canadian professor fired for trying to demand blank from students in exchange for higher grades. A, hockey tickets. B, moose meat. Or C, Canadian bacon.
I'm going to say hockey tickets.
Hockey tickets is...
Oh, sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Moose meat.
Moose meat.
And mashing potatoes. I, of course, should add that in there, too. But he told a student, well, I'll give you a better grade if you either do the mashing of the potatoes or you bring me some moose meat. So she brought him some moose meat.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, but don't you want to do the other one, too? We need to do the other one. So he has been fired.
Creeper.
So goodbye to Shamal Fernandupal.
Yeah, with that kind of name.
Yep.
I don't need you to be my teacher anyway.
Ferdinand Dupel is just a little less.
Dupel.
Yeah, so he is no longer a professor at Cape Breton University in Nova Scotia anymore for demanding the moose meat, amongst other things.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.